Emergency room doctors have been seeing a disturbing trend in recent years. Adolescents making repeat visits to the emergency room for agitation and aggression, un- or under-treated behavior issues. Well, now a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics confirms that observation, noting that this young group is the most likely to make repeat ER visits as parents struggle to manage these often dangerous behaviors at home. Dr. Anna Cushing is a pediatric emergency room doctor at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. She's also lead author on the JAMA study. Dr. Cushing, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And there has been a lot of talk about adolescent depression, suicide attempts, self-harm, especially during the pandemic, children on lockdown without their social circle. And so I want to be clear, it feels as if the findings were that aggression and agitation turned out to be the most common reason for these repeat visits, not, for instance, suicide or just severe depression.
Yes, that's exactly what we found. And I think it was a little bit surprising for us as well, knowing that suicidal ideation, intentional self-harm, and suicidality tend to be the most common problems that we see related to mental health in adolescents and children who come to the emergency department. But what we really found was that the kids who were most likely to return were not those children. It was, in fact, the children who have aggressive behavior, developmental conditions like autism and ADHD or psychotic disorders.
Well, I want to get a sense from you why that might be. But first, can you explain a little more in depth what these are? I mean, are these children who haven't been diagnosed? I mean, talk about the behavior that you're seeing.
Yeah, so it's a little bit challenging to know the specifics of who exactly these patients are when we're talking about a large study like this where we use data that's freely available in large databases. Mm-hmm. And this allows us to get numbers from hospitals across the United States and allowed us to get more than 200,000 patients in our study, but doesn't allow us to have that granular detail about exactly who these patients are and within that group, as you mentioned, of autism, or within that group of patients with psychotic disorders, which specifically are the patients who are coming back.
Right. Okay. Well, we do know, you say it's a large study. It's an analysis of 308,000 ER visits, 38 hospitals, adolescents with psychotic disorders, 42% more likely to revisit within 6 months, patients with impulsive control disorders, 36% more likely. And again, this is compared to kids with very serious suicidal behaviors. Why? Are they not being treated, those with, you know, aggression or impulsive control disorders? Are they not being sent to different kinds of care? Why are they the repeat visitors?
You know, I think what makes those patients unique is that really agitated behavior and sometimes aggressive behavior when patients are having a lot of trouble regulating their behavior that can feel dangerous to families at home and brings them to the emergency department to receive care. Our mental health services have often been directed generally towards those patients with suicidal ideation or depression because those are the more common presentations. And so maybe the services we're providing in the emergency department are really just not tailored sufficiently to treat those patients.
Mm. This is what you're trying to find out right now. And also we know there are shortages in mental health care at every level for young people in particular. Some insurances don't cover it. There aren't enough inpatient beds, programs. So if somebody is suicidal, they may, and sadly and horrifically, they may be funneled right into some care, whereas somebody who's a teenager who's agitated, as upsetting as that may be to the family, they may not get a bed.
Exactly. And we do know that patients who have autism and other kind of complex developmental conditions, it tends to be a lot more challenging to actually find inpatient units that are capable of taking care of those patients if they do need to be in an inpatient psychiatric unit. So those patients often are the ones who are waiting the longest to get a bed if they are deemed to be unsafe to go home.
What else are you thinking are, you know, possible solutions as you look at the data?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the overall concerning things for me is that we did find that pediatric mental health emergency departments are increasing, which is in line with other studies that have been published prior. And we also found that emergency department revisits were increasing. And I think overall, when you look at the numbers, it comes out to about 1 in 8 children that presented to the emergency department came back within 6 months for a revisit. And so I think those numbers are just really way too high for us. So I think it just tells us that we need to relook at what interventions are happening in the emergency department and what interventions are happening after the emergency department once patients go home, because clearly they're not adequate at the moment.
Yeah. That's Dr. Anna Cushing, pediatric emergency doctor at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, and also the lead author on the new JAMA article on a study about adolescent revisits at emergency rooms. It's not the serious issue of adolescent depression or suicidal thoughts. It's kids making the most frequent repeat visits, have aggression and agitation that may be an undiagnosed mental health issue. Dr. Cushing, thank you so much.
Thank you.